KXRN-LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
This is KXFM Positive Vibrations. DJ Ridsdale here in the studio. I'm here with a special guest. What is your name?
Hi there. My name is Mary, but I also go by Naga Kawaii.
Right. And I remember we used that back at the old station. If you've listened to this show in the past before, you've probably realized that I mentioned another station called KCPR quite a bit, which is from our alma mater, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. That's where we got our start in DJing, the art of DJing. That's where we met. So we made it in the same time. I think 2016, we were in the same trainee class. And you still make mixes. I still steal a lot of songs from those mixes on this show, so I thought you would be an appropriate guest to come on and talk about music, to talk about radio, and to talk about KXFM. As we promote the station, it's been here for 10 years, serving the local community of Laguna Beach, California. We are in the middle of our drive here, so if you are tuned in, you can call, you can text. You can text positive, the word positive, to 949-715-5936. That will bring you to a link to our website where you can open your wallet and help the station here. We are music, entertainment, a lot more than just music, but it's human-crafted radio here. We do a lot of interviews with public servants, community leaders, newsmakers, always there for the community. Did high school graduation for Laguna Beach High School in 2020. Had an on-air ceremony for the students during COVID, doing stuff for Walking for Water, a lot of different activities and promotions to benefit the local community, the Boys and Girls Club, Sports Swap, and the Fête de la Musique, which happens here in Laguna Beach every year. We also have live entertainment. We've had numerous bands come in on air. I've had a local musician come in my show, previously Smooth Jazz, if you tuned into my last takeover show in November of last year. We have many hosts, many DJs. It's just a very eclectic environment. I know we remember at KCPR, there was a lot of kind of eclectic shows. We had a lot of music. And this is pretty much one of the only places I've been able to find since my time there where you can tune in 1 hour, it's blues. Tune in the next hour, it's noisy music. Tune into my hour, it's this music. Right now, I'm speaking over the song Last Summer Whisper. Mary, you chose all the songs for this hour, so we'll talk about them as we go. This is by Anri. What's the story? Why did you choose this one?
It's just one of my favorite Japanese pop songs of all time. I thought it was really good, dreamy, smooth track just to kind of kick off the first official week of summer. So,
nice. Yeah. No, that's a great one. So we're going to be playing music. We're going to be talking about the station. Without further ado, here is Anri by, or Last Summer Whisper by Anri. KXFM, Laguna Beach's one and only. the vibrations here, KXFM. What you just heard was Lanza Perfume. That was by Rita Lee, selected by my special guest, Mary, a.k.a. Nagakawai.
Yes.
My bad. I'm super bad. My pronunciation, honestly, I try to speak like five languages. I'm not good at any of them, including English. But that was your DJ name at KCPR, which is why you're my guest. We're talking about public radio here on the station. And what was the story with that song? So that's a Brazilian kind of funk song here.
Yeah, so that was a spicy little Portuguese song. I just really love Portuguese in general. I tried learning it one summer, didn't get very far, but yeah, I love that song. And Rita Lee was actually part of a pretty prominent Brazilian rock band, Os Mutantes, before venturing off into her solo work. But I highly suggest checking out both her solo work and Os Mutantes.
I didn't realize that she was in Os Mutantes.
Yeah.
Which I've listened to that band like a million times.
Really?
And I knew that Rita Lee was in it. Uh-huh. I didn't put that together in my head, but that was very, very cool. And that's very fitting for this show, as I do play a lot of psych music. Especially, I do like to focus on South American psych music. I play a lot of stuff from like the Holy Drug Couple from Chile, different bands from Brazil. But I think that's very fitting and good because on this show today, we're talking about public radio, which is where we basically met. KCPR, I guess, more or less, is a public radio station up in San Luis Obispo, run through Cal Poly. We made it in the same time, but I remember as that song was playing, we were kind of reminiscing about that, making it in. And I just want to say, like, what, I mean, being in public radio or college radio, I guess, how did that change, like, your perspective on music?
I honestly just didn't even know I could get involved in radio, so that was pretty cool. But just being able to be surrounded by so many people with super good taste and like being exposed to new stuff all the time, like that was amazing.
I mean, even at Cal Poly, we're like, because we made it in as freshmen, and I remember being freshman in 2015 walking around the dorms, it was all like Mac DeMarco, ASAP Rocky, which I mean, they're good.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that, but I was looking for something else, you know, and I wanted to find something a little bit more obscure. And so I'm sure it took the same for you, but it took three times for me to get into the station before they finally were like, okay, this guy's cool.
I think it took me two tries.
Two tries. But it was like, I don't know. I mean, making it to that station where you were able to meet people that listened to like Mac DeMarco, but there was also people that listened to like Brazilian funk and like weird punk rock and that kind of thing. It was like a very eclectic group of people that I feel like I would have not found a lot of music. And as I was planning the show actually this week, I remembered a very specific time that I think you and I both went into the studio, I think our sophomore year, and there was an older DJ playing music. I don't remember her name because I didn't like hang out with her, but she played The Go Team. She played Lady Flash by The Go Team, which I'm pretty sure I've played numerous times on this show, but that was the moment where I was like, whoa, like this is different. Like this, I don't know, I feel like time kind of stopped and I was like, this is college radio, like this is public radio. And I think since I've been at KCPR, KXFM has really been the only kind of space that I've had that experience where I can come. Obviously, I mean, this is different. It's not a college radio station, but I have found that it's actually more eclectic to be with a group of people that is a diverse range of ages. And I've met many of the DJs here. I'm younger by most of them by decades, but it's really cool to be able to sit down with somebody that's older and talk about like Brian Eno. Or talk about, you know, 80s bands or 90s bands that for them, like when they were in their 20s, these bands were cool. And we're in our 20s now. Mm-hmm. And obviously these bands are super old now, but we still listen to them and can bond over them. And I think that's just why KXFM is such an important, you know, outlet for creative expression, especially in the community of Laguna Beach. It's Laguna Beach's only FM station. It's been around since I think for about 10 years now. And I found it when I was in high school. And at the time that I was in high school, really the only radio stations in San Clemente were like K-Rock, which played like cool music at the time. Like they played like Radiohead and like Blur and that kind of thing. And then 91X in San Diego, which is kind of like their K-Rock, which is a little bit more local focused. I found some pretty cool like San Diego bands from that. But we didn't have, in South Orange County at least, we didn't have like a community radio station. So KXFM came around when I was in high school, and I think that it was the first time where I was like, oh, there can be an FM radio station that's just, it's not corporate, it's local people putting on the show, is doing whatever they want, you know, forming their own shows and picking the music themselves, and it's free form. And I thought that was really cool. And so when I got back to this country from teaching English in Europe in 2020, I definitely knew that I wanted to come work here. And so that's why we're talking about basically public radio and college radio. And KXFM right now this is the takeover. So if you're listening right now, you can help by donating. You can call the lobby, 949-715-4859. You can text the keyword positive, as in positive vibrations, to 949-715-5936. Or you can check out my page. You could go on kxfmradio.org, click on the banner, and it will show a list of shows. You can scroll down. You'll find positive vibrations, and you can help us out, make a donation. Beyond just playing music, KXFM is super important for the local community in Laguna Beach. It provides entertainment. It provides news. We have interviews with public servants, community business leaders, and newsmakers. We do a lot of stuff with Laguna Beach High School. For their graduation in 2020, which we know was during COVID, we had an on-air ceremony for them to help them out. We promote a lot of local interests, a lot of local initiatives, Walking for Water, Boys and Girls Club, the Sports Swap, and the Fête de la Musique, which happens here every year. And we just help with a lot of live entertainment. We have bands come and play on air. I've had music on my show twice, which was very fun. We have news on the hour, interviews with local politicians like the mayor. We've had different senators, different big politicians come and speak. And we have a weekly economic report. So this, just beyond Laguna Beach, is just a very important source of news. And we want to keep it going. We want to keep, benefiting the local community, not just in Laguna, but around Southern California. So please, please check out that website, kxfmradio.org, or you can call 949-715-4859. That will take you to the lobby. Text keyword positive to 949-715-5936. Coming up in the show, we got the song Burning Up by Donald Pittman. Again, as all of these songs, they're chosen by Mary. So do you have anything? What's the story behind this one?
This one is just one of my favorite tracks, and I discovered it through the Numero Group, which is one of my favorite archival labels.
Yes,
but
yes.
I guess it was also recently featured on the newest Stranger Things season.
Oh, really?
So I think that's cool, exposing the kids to good music.
It's unfortunately, it's not getting as much hype as the Kate Bush running up that hill, which I did play at least 5 times at KCPR, and nobody listened to
Likewise.
It.
Likewise.
Yeah, so I guess it's cool that Netflix is making it a bigger song. But again, Numero Group is something I've talked about on this show. Great record label. Keep it tuned. We're going to be talking throughout the hour. This is Burning Up by Donald Pittman. Positive Vibrations, KXFM, Laguna Beach's one and only.
Oh, yeah.
This is Perfidia by Phyllis Dillon here on Positive Vibrations KXFM. My name is DJ Ridsdale. I'm joined here by a special guest in the station. Your name is?
Naga Kawaii.
Naga Kawaii, which was your DJ name at KCPR, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we both were a while ago at this point, but that was kind of our first foray into radio, public radio, college radio, broadcasting over the FM airwaves. But that last song, Phyllis Dillon, what was the story behind that song?
I just really love reggae and dub and like lovers rock, Jamaican rock study stuff. So I found this song through, I think, someone's playlist, but Perfidia basically means unfaithful and disloyal. So I just thought that was like a really good breakup song.
It's a banger for sure. I've definitely been getting a lot more into like rock steady, dub, that kind of thing, but very cool stuff there. I know that you've picked out all the music, so we'll be taking that piece by piece. And if you've tuned into the show in the past, you make playlists on Spotify and SoundCloud and various other venues on the internet. But I've used a lot of the music here. And we've been talking a lot about that too. I've used the band Cortex. I think you put Cortex, they're a French kind of funk jazz band.
Yeah, they're my favorite.
They're very, very good. And I've played them on the show. I've played quite a bit of other stuff on your playlists. So that's kind of the theme of the show today. But we were talking about music discovery, and I know FM radio is kind of growing. It's kind of coming back, especially with younger people, I think maybe in their teens to their 20s. I feel like it's kind of making a resurgence. Especially with, I think, the college-aged crowd. I think a lot more people right now find music through community radio stations and probably bigger stations like K-Rock and 91X and that kind of thing, just because there's actually people here making the music. I remember when we were at KCPR in San Luis Obispo, I think somebody came and spoke to us from the industry. It might have been somebody at Capitol Records or an alumni. And I think that he said the biggest, you know, difference between FM radio and Spotify or Apple Music is that you can make endless playlists and there's algorithms in Spotify and you can basically discover music a million different ways. But FM radio, there's a person on the other end. Like, that's the biggest difference, is that you can still call in, you can still request music, but FM or AM, I guess, which I don't think as many people use at this point, but FM, especially community radio stations like KCPR or KXFM, there's a person on the other side. We're literally here right now, live speaking. And that makes it kind of just more special. I think especially if you're driving alone or listening at night, it's just nice to know that you're listening to this music and there's a person there selecting it. It's not some robot or something, which is really special. And I think that's something that's really special about KXFM here in Laguna Beach. It's the only FM radio station in Laguna Beach, you know, in the area that broadcast music with people on the other end. And I know that both of us found a lot of music through KCPR before and after, because I tuned into it before we joined and I still tune into it occasionally. I still am able to find new music and I find a lot of new music through this station. But we were talking, you found a lot of music through movie soundtracks.
That's correct. Movie soundtracks and honestly just YouTube, just going down many rabbit holes.
Do you have like a favorite movie soundtrack?
Ooh, probably any Sofia Coppola movie soundtrack will do it for me, yeah.
I mean, that's a big way to find a band like My Bloody Valentine or The Jesus and Mary Chain. She definitely has a lot, very good taste in music that fits really well, I think, with the image that goes with it. And beyond just curated movie soundtracks where you're taking these songs, I think there's, especially recently, I've been getting a lot into like more cinematic kind of compositions. And I know the next track that we're going to be playing, I'm going to butcher his name because I'm really bad at pronouncing things today.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah. How do you pronounce his name?
It's Ennio Morricone.
Okay, good. Because I've been saying it wrong this whole time. I've just been saying Ennio Morricone. So Ennio Morricone.
Yeah.
So I know that he was a big producer of movie soundtracks, especially with like Westerns.
Spaghetti Westerns, specifically.
He did The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Which
one of my
is,
favorite movies.
It's an amazing movie, an amazing soundtrack. And I know I kind of found a renewed interest in it because I found a BBC Essentials playlist from the band Massive Attack, which I've played recently on this show, but they're one of my favorite bands, like a very good trip-hop band. They did their own kind of like guest special mix on the BBC sometime in the 90s, and they started it out with that theme from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I think it's called
no
like
way.
The Something of Gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's the big main song that they play at the end. And then they transitioned it to kind of like hard beat, like hip hop. I was like, that's so creative. I've never even thought to do something like that, where you take like, you know, an Italian movie soundtrack and then you put it and transition it straight into hip hop or beats or rock. I never thought that those two worlds could be combined. And I've been getting into that a little bit more recently. Even with TV soundtracks, like the soundtrack to How To with John Wilson.
Amazing.
I've played many songs off of that TV show just on this show as well. Which again, KXFM is really going to be the only place locally that you can hear any of this. It's been serving the local community for 10 years here in Laguna Beach, music, entertainment, and so much more. It's human crafted radio here. We do important interviews with a lot of people, including but not limited to public servants, community members, business leaders, and newsmakers. Always there for the community. Been here for 10 years. We did the high school graduation ceremony in 2020, which, as you know, COVID was a very, very significant, more significant thing. And so we had an on-air ceremony for the students. We do a lot of stuff for local initiatives, Walking for Water, the local Boys and Girls Club Sports Swap, and the Fête de la Musique, which happens here in town every year. We also have live entertainment. We have live hosts on the air. So there's not a robot. It's actual people putting these shows together live in the studio. News on the hour. We have interviews with people like the mayor, and we have a weekly economic report. If you like live music, we have live music on air. I've had two musical guests on my show so far. So if you like what you hear, please, please help us out with our takeover. You can help by donating. You can call the lobby right now, 949-715-4859. Or you could text the keyword positive to 949-715-5936. That again is positive to 949-715-5936. You can also check out our website, kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top. You can scroll down, find my show that is Positive Vibrations, and it will give you more information on how to help out. Coming up next, we got Dance On by Ennio Morricone, not Morricone. And we're going to get some more music. Here it is, KXFM, Human Crafted Radio. Tuned into Positive Vibrations. This is a special edition of the show. We are doing the KXFM Takeover. What we just heard was Say You'll Say So by the artist Joffrey. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Is that Jeffrey or Joffrey?
I feel like it's Joffrey.
It looks like Joffrey. Joffrey Landers. It's chosen by my special guest today, Mary, a.k.a.
Naga Kawaii.
Naga Kawaii. And what's the story behind that song? I know you've been choosing all the songs for this past hour, and that one I really vibed with, but what's the story behind that one?
Yeah, so that funky little track is by Joffrey Landers, who I think is an American electronic artist, but that's basically from his album One by One, which is released through Music from Memory, which is a really cool label from Amsterdam. They also represent Dame Funk and Yusu, which might be a few names that you're familiar with.
Oh yeah, I know Dame Funk because he was featured on a song by an artist who I will not name for many reasons. who I've played on the show previously, and I have revoked his ability to be played on my show for various reasons. But I have heard of that. I have actually played music from that label on previous shows, even at KCPR. I think there's a Brazilian artist, or I don't know exactly what country, but I think his name's Richanel.
I don't think I know them, but I know they represent a lot of people now.
Which they were kind of like more outsider funk, kind of weird left field stuff. Which again, I feel like slowly but surely this show, Positive Vibrations, has been going in that direction more and more, from more traditional rock, psych rock and that kind of thing, more to like funk and kind of outsider music, mm-hmm. which is cool. I like that a lot. But we're talking about record labels because I know you played a track previously from Numero Group, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, no, they're one of my favorite record labels. And honestly, one of the best sources for like oldies and just like music that just didn't get enough love during its time.
But it's like eclectic because it's mm-hmm. old, like, I mean, it goes from like Chicago soul mm-hmm. to like duster.
Yeah, like slowcore like, and everything. Yeah.
And like I took a trip up north and they have playlists that are amazing that are like 8 hours long and so that are genre specific. But I say that because I use a lot of their music on this show. Mm. Like these record labels, Numero Group, Music from Memory, Light in the Attic, all of these kind of obscure record labels are a big influence on this show. They were a big influence. Even when I was at KCPR, I would dig up kind of weird stuff. I found Duster from KCPR basically and got into that, which I've played on this show too. But really, I mean, a community station like KXFM, probably one of the few places, one of the few radio stations you'll be able to discover that. I don't think that they play Numero Group stuff on big radio stations. Mm-mm. And I mean, you can find that on TikTok. You can find that on Tumblr if people even still use that anymore. But I feel like radio is such a unique way to find music, especially like that, because it's curated by human beings, like by people that bring it in themselves. I found a lot of music myself from community radio stations like KCPR and even KXFM. I found a lot of music from just in the few years that I've been here as well. But that's basically what we're talking about today. Today, this whole week is the takeover for KXFM, celebrating 10 years serving the local community of Laguna Beach, California. Music, entertainment, and so much more. Human Crafted Radio here. We have interviews with important people, public servants, community business leaders, newsmakers, always there for the community. Even when I was in high school, I'm not even from Laguna, I'm from San Clemente, but I was aware of it. My band almost played on here when we were in high school. So they've been here for the community. They have local artists come on. They promote music from local Orange County and Los Angeles and Southern California. Artists put a priority on that. They did the high school graduation for Laguna Beach High School in 2020. As we all know, COVID was limiting a lot of things we could do then. So we had an on-air ceremony for the students there. Super important stuff. We do a lot of promotions for local initiatives. Walking for Water, Boys and Girls Club, the Sports Swap, and the Fête de la Musique. Live entertainment. We have 50 hosts. That's a lot of hosts. That's a lot of different live music. And if you look on the roster, you could go on kxfmradio.org. You can look at our roster. You'll see that there's a plethora of different kinds of music. I have my show. Usually my show is Fridays 5 to 6. After my show, there's the Blues Hour. You'll hear blues music. You can tune into shows like Kevin's Beach. He plays very, very eclectic things ranging from like Merzbow to AC/DC. You can tune in. I know there's, I think, SA Rock Connection, which they only play music from South Africa. That is definitely a show that hopefully is still here. That was a great show. I know the Fuzz Show is amazing. They play like Ty Siegel and OCs. They play a lot of garage stuff. We have so many different kinds of shows here, and it's all live DJs, human beings making these mixes, not algorithms. We have news on the hour. We do the local surf report, the local traffic report. We give you the weather every hour. Interviews with people like the mayor. We do the weekly economic report. And it's just a very, very good resource for the local community here. We are terrestrial radio and streaming live at kxfmradio.org. We have that signal, 104.7 FM. And if you want to help us keep that going, you can call the lobby, 949-715-4859. That is, again, 949-715-4859. You can text the keyword positive to 949-715-5936. That again, positive to 949-715-5936. That will take you to our website, which is kxfmradio.org. You can go there, click on the banner, scroll down. You can find Positive Vibrations. That is this show. It'll give you more information on how you can donate, how you can help out, keep us going. Coming up to finish off the show, we have some more music. We have a track that I'm actually very stoked for. This is Beast by Arthur Verokai featuring, is it Azimuth? And those are both Brazilian artists from a while ago. Psych music, very influential on the stuff I've played on my show. So keep it tuned. This is KXFM Human Crafted Radio.
De ser feliz outra vez mais, eu quero mais, feito as canções que a gente faz. Matinê com cafuné, amendoim, pipoca e picolé. O teu abraço maço de mulher, eu acho muito bom. Quero mais ter estrelas no chalé, o que de rosa doce canapé, e aquele beijo quente de café de novo. Bis, adoro bis, jamais cansei de ser feliz. Outra vez mais, eu quero mais, feito as canções que a gente faz. Bolo com glacê pavê de chocolate, esse negligê, beijo molhado dado por você, eu acho muito pouco. Quero mais tudo que me dá prazer, eu quero em dobro se puder viver. Tudo de novo também vou querer, tudo de novo.
Tuning into right now is Positive Vibrations KXFM. Song I'm talking over is Betty Everett, 1900 Yesterday. What you just heard was Beast by Arthur Verokai featuring Azimuth. We're finishing up our special hour here, the takeover here at KXFM. I want to say thank you to my guest, Mary, aka DJ Naga Kawaii. Thank you for coming on the show, picking out all of the music. It's been really cool to be able to reconnect and talk about our experience at KCPR up in San Luis Obispo. And thank you. Yeah.
So. No, thank you, Ian, for having me on the show and just giving me some time and space to play some of my favorite songs. And thank you to KXFM, too.
Of course. I do want to let you know as we finish up, this is my takeover hour here at KXFM. We've been here for 10 years serving the local community. which I have been a part of. I am from South Orange County, San Clemente, so KXFM was apparent in my life when I was a bit younger when it started out. We do music, entertainment. It is human-crafted radio, and it's more than music. We do interviews with local people like public servants, community members, business leaders, and newsmakers. We've been there for the community for the past 10 years. Did the high school graduation here 2020. Had an on-air ceremony for the students when they couldn't be in person. We do a lot of reads and a lot of advertising, get the word out about local initiatives like Walking for Water, Boys and Girls Club, the Sports Swap, and the Fête de la Musique. We have 50 hosts, live entertainment, so you can tune in. It is not a robot. It's actually a human being playing the music here. Very good venue for new music discovery. We have news on the hour, interviews with people like the mayor, weekly economic report. So if you want to help out, which please do, you can donate to our takeover. Call the lobby. That is 949-715-4859. You can text my keyword positive to 949-715-5936. That again is positive to 949-715-5936. You can check out our website, kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top. It says takeover. Scroll down. There's going to be a little bar. Has all the shows. Find positive vibrations. And click on that, and it'll give you more information on how to help out. Finishing off the show today, we have Exit 9, Thoughts of You, final pick by my guest, Mary, here today. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in for the next hour we have. Today's the last day of the takeover, as far as I know. Yeah, keep it tuned.
It's kind of hard to explain the way I feel about you. I only know that I love you. And I need you. See, there's one thing I want you to understand, and that's that this is not my love song for you. It's merely a song of thoughts. Thoughts of me, thoughts of you. Really, thoughts of you.